Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Traubman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Hashtag up for climate. Recently, a group of U.S. senators talked through the night in order to call attention to climate change. It was a talk-a-thon, an all-nighter, a marathon. Now, it was ridiculed by some and ignored by others. That doesn't mean that this should be ignored. Denial won't make it go away. One of the senators taking part was Hawaiian Democrat Brian Schatz. Here's a part of his March 10th speech. I would like to spend some time tonight discussing climate change in a different way, not just as a problem to be solved, but as an opportunity for the U.S. to exercise its leadership in the world, an opportunity for the U.S. to develop long-lasting and effective partnerships with the international community. Regardless of whether all Americans believe global climate change should be a top priority and an issue worthy of immediate congressional attention, I believe that we all can agree this issue should be a part of our diplomatic and development efforts with countries facing the gravest and most immediate climate change impacts. Nowhere is this more true than in the Asia-Pacific region, where America's partners and allies face acute and imminent risks associated with climate change, such as sea level rise, extreme weather, flooding, and environmental degradation. According to the UN's Environmental Program, Asia-Pacific is one of the most vulnerable regions to climate change, and impacts are likely to become more intense in the future. Rising temperatures and extreme weather events have contributed to loss of crop yield in many countries. Crop yields are projected to decline by a further 10% by 2020. Sea level rise is likely to result in significant losses of coastal ecosystems and put nearly a million people along the coasts of South and Southeast Asia at risk. Diarrheal disease, primarily associated with climatic changes, will also put many lives at risk in South and Southeast Asia. In addition, the greenhouse gas emissions of a number of Asia-Pacific countries are large and will grow significantly in future if actions are not taken to curb emissions. The Obama administration's foreign policy rebalance to the Asia-Pacific has been well covered in recent months, with nearly a third of the Earth's population and one quarter of global GDP, quote, America's future prosperity and security are intertwined with the East Asia-Pacific region, end quote. What America's rebalance to the region will mean for U.S. military engagement and U.S. traditional diplomacy in the region has been widely discussed. Yet issues such as the region's huge proportion of the planet's biodiversity vulnerable to climate change have gone largely unnoticed in the discussions. To strengthen our existing relationships and to develop new partnerships, we must bring our engagement with Asia-Pacific countries on global climate change issues to the forefront of diplomatic and development efforts. This includes promoting efforts to help countries adapt to their most vulnerable risks by developing a robust global climate change engagement plan. We are also countering the naysayers who claim that the United States' rebalance to the Asia-Pacific is only about projecting military power in the region. In fact, promoting climate change mitigation and adaptation strategies as part of our foreign policy toolkit would serve to de-escalate military tensions in the region by demonstrating that our realignment to the region is more than military power. That makes sense to me. And here's a tweet I found with the hashtag UpForClimate from the Environmental Defense Fund. 80% of voters under 35 want action to address climate change. I say thank you to the senators who participated in this. Keep fighting for change. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Traubman, and you're in Room 33.